Today we will be studying Tehillim 95, Tzadik Hei, perhaps one of the most popular mizmorim, as it begins the Kabbalat Shabbat service every Friday night. As the sun is about to set and 6 days of the work week come to an end, Jews dressed in their finest greet the Shabbat, standing together with their peers, whose faces are more radiant than they were a few hours ago, and have shed some of the wrinkles of worry and stress. They open in song, inviting one another, Lechu neranana laHashem, Naria letzur yishenu. Come, let us sing to God. Let us trumpet to the rock of our salvation. This psalm heralds and celebrates the sacred Shabbat and is the first of 6 celebratory psalms that constitute the liturgy of Kabbalat Shabbat, one for each day of creation, followed by the 92nd psalm, Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbat, for the 7th day of the week. This psalm is a celebration of life and of our special relationship with Hashem, a song of joyous gratitude. Nikadma panav betoda, bezmirot narialo. Many commentaries view this psalm as a vision for Yemot HaMashiach, described as Yom Shekulo Shabbat, a day, or I should say, a life that will be all Shabbat, without stress, without hustle and bustle, with an open communion with our Creator. When one Jew will tell another, come, join with me to sing to Hashem who has saved us. Let us greet him with gratitude. For at that time, it will become apparent for all to see that Hashem has bestowed his special protection to Am Yisrael. For he is Melech Gadol al Kol Elohim. In this case, Elohim is not a title for God. It represents instead all the forces of nature and all of the political powers to which we have been subject, but which Hashem will override. Malbim points out that this psalm and all that follow it, 96 through 100, attributed to Moshe Rabbeinu, share an underlying theme, namely the ways of Hashem. And the ways of Hashem are two manners in which he runs this world. One is through nature and its laws, chok velo yavor, unbreachable laws of science, where the guiding hand of God is obscured. The second is through open intervention in history, by a special hashgacha, protection given to Am Yisrael, and is seen in miraculous events that defy scientific explanation. This special protection distinguishes Am Yisrael from all other nations, and it does so not only in the past, but even in the present. This psalm celebrates both the hidden miracles found in natural phenomena and in the revealed miracles limited to God's chosen people. Thus the poet sings to and bows to the God that created the oceans and formed the continents. Asher lo hayam ve'u hasahu, ויבשת ידיו יצרו, whose hidden power is revealed in earthquakes and volcanoes, אשר בידו מחקרי ארץ ותועפות הרים לו. The depths of the earth, those that are at the bottom of the ocean, ותועפות הרים לו, and the heights, the soaring mountains, they are all his and under his control. And we bless the God that made us and chose us as his flock. בואו נשתחווה ונכרעה, נברכה לפני השם עושינו. Let us bow, let us kneel, and let us bless the God that made us. Ki hu Elokeinu ve'anachnu amarito. For he is our God, and we are the nation that he shepherded throughout history. And then suddenly the tone changes mid verse 7. With an ominous warning. Vetzon yado, and we are the sheep led by his hand. Hayom, even today, im bekolot tishme'u, if you will heed his voice. The poet reminds the celebrants that we are God's sheep, and he our shepherd. Even today, but on condition that we obey his mitzvot, that we learn his Torah, that we listen to the still, silent voice. Suddenly, the voice changes completely, and rather than our poet, we hear Hashem himself. Verses 8 to 11, warning us that Hashem will again perform great miracles, but on condition. Al takshu levavchem kimriva. Don't harden your hearts, as you once did in the desert, but specifically at Meriva. Meriva, or otherwise known as May Meriva, was an incident that occurred at the end of the 40 years in the desert, when the people again complained, "Give us water. Did you bring us here to die of thirst in the desert? After so many years of eating man, of drinking water that came from the well through the merit of none other than Miriam, where they could literally see the promised land at the horizon, they again fell back on their old ways and complained and complained, finally breaking Moshe's what looked like interminable patience with them. At that point, Moshe was commanded to speak to the rock, to teach Am Yisrael that even a rock who has no ears, a rock that has no intelligence, will heed the voice of God if spoken to. But Moshe, enraged at their ingratitude, at their blindness, hit the rock, and in the process condemned himself. Asher nisuni avotechem, your forefathers tested me in the desert. Bachanuni, again and again they tested me and trialed in tribulations, Gam ra'u po'ali, even though they saw my works, they saw the open miracles. It seems that open miracles were insufficient to sustain faith, where hearing God's voice at Sinai was insufficient to ensure that the freed Israelites would not revert to old habits. They repeatedly tested God, and in this case, also Moshe, who Chazal say authored this mizmor. Va'omar, and I said, or I thought, Am toei levavhem. They are a people of erring hearts, fallible hearts. Their stupidity, their blindness makes them unseeing. Vehem lo yad'u drachai, so that they never learned my ways. My ways of both justice and mercy. Even with irrefutable proof of God's existence and of his love, they repeatedly lost faith. And as a result, Asher nishbati be'api im yavon el menuchati, I then swore in my anger that they would never come to my resting place, to the homeland that I promised them. A new generation would. The psalm ends with a dire warning. Do not be like the freed slaves who perforce died in the desert, never to reach the promised land. I believe this is a warning for our generation as well. For who like us saw open miracles, victories in battle in which Israel won against formidable foes, victories that defied any kind of rational explanation. How we saw a people pulled out of the ashes of the concentration camps, those few remnants come to Eretz Israel and make the desert bloom again. How we saw such open and irrefutable miracles, and yet so many forget that all this is on condition, im bekolot tishme'u, if we will heed God's voice.